Hey all, Kennedy Sang here from HelmetedHead.com with another audio boo for you. Now, just continuing on my previous boo on my trip to Inner Mongolia, where I talked about, you know, a little faux incident I had. This time I'm going to talk about food. It was actually quite interesting. Within about 2 days, I've had the opportunity to eat, you know, wolf, donkey, rabbit, and also this animal, this bird called Feilong, which translates to flying dragon. I was dining with some of the Mongolian government, Inner Mongolian government officials now, and I didn't even quite know how to take it when they kept telling me that, you know, this Feilong is like a really, really rare delicacy. It's a, you know, a second stage protected species in China. I wasn't quite sure how to take it, didn't know where to say, oh, thanks, or, you know, not to eat it at all. But to be honest, it was surprisingly tasty. Cross between chicken and fish, I guess. And yeah, I actually really, really enjoyed it, sad to say. Also, I had the weirdest dessert in my life. Dessert, as you would all come to expect. You know, you expect it to be sweet. But this one, it was like a sweet soup with bitter lemon in there. And it wasn't just, you know, a dash of bitter lemon. It was like, you know, pieces of this stuff. And on one hand, the soup was really, really sweet. On the other hand, it was also really, really bitter. So that was interesting. And then finally, you know, just to get off the topic a little bit, and I think this just about sums it up for China, which, you know, by all respects, is still a communist country. If you're on a Cathay flight, then, you know, every now and then you've got that guy on the video who shows you how to do some exercises, you know, move your neck, move your knees, you know, to prevent, you know, stress from thrombosis and all of that kind of thing. And, you know, this is no different, except I was flying Shenzhen Airlines at the time, just to make things a little bit more specific. All of a sudden, this lady comes out and stands in the middle of the aisle, or these ladies rather, you know, in intervals. And, you know, much like the safety drill or the safety routine that they give at the start, and start like doing exercises, and everyone on the plane starts lifting their hands up, moving their necks. It was a really communal thing, and everyone was having a bit of fun. You know, if it was on, you know, Cathay or Qantas or British Airways, everyone wouldn't give a crap about those girls. Anyway, it was quite an interesting experience. So that's it for this boo. Thanks.